With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump is following through on his pledge to end federal diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. He's directed all federal DEI offices to close by day's end, their staffers placed on paid leave, and eventually to be let go. President Trump ending Secret Service protection for one of his ex-advisors.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton has lost his Secret Service protection, even though he's been the subject of assassination plots by Iran. The president defended his decision.
You take a job, you want to do a job. We're not going to have security on people for the rest of their lives. Why should we?
Mr. Trump also wants to revoke the security clearances of more than four dozen former intelligence officials he views as adversaries over the Hunter Biden laptop saga. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, a Senate vote today will decide the fate of the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act.
The bill expands upon the protections contained in the Born Alive Infants Protection Act, passed by Congress and signed by then President George W. Bush in 2002. The new bill would impose punishment on health care providers unless they provide abortion survivors the same level of life-saving care given to newborns of the same gestational age, such as premature babies. Today's vote will determine whether the bill survives for a final vote. If so, it's expected to pass with ease in the GOP-controlled Senate. Bob Agner reporting.
Before visiting Los Angeles Friday to survey the wildfire devastation, President Trump planning a stop in hurricane-ravaged areas of North Carolina. Mr. Trump says North Carolina has been abandoned by the Democrats. Parts of the Deep South are buried beneath a heavy blanket of snow and ice and are shivering in the bitter cold. Deadly cold snap extending from Texas to the Gulf Coast to the Carolinas. Wall Street Dow futures up 149. This is SRN News. An Indiana teacher goes before a federal appeals court.
The Seventh Circuit is considering whether or not the Brownsburg Community School Corporation was within its rights to fire John Kluge because he refuses to use the preferred pronouns of transgender students. He's being represented by Alliance Defending Freedom, and senior counsel David Cortman says, quote, Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act requires the government to accommodate its employees' freedom to live and work according to their religious beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As Syria begins recovering from 50 years of autocratic rule by the Assad family, an international envoy says Christians want their rights and freedoms to be preserved under a new constitutional settlement. The newly appointed special envoy for Christian communities and minorities in the Middle East says religious leaders in Syria are expressing a strong sense of patriotism and hope that their country will be more inclusive now. This is SRN News. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik vowing to demand reforms and transparency if confirmed as the next U.S. United Nations ambassador.
Stefanik, the fourth-ranking Republican in the House of Representatives in the last Congress, vowed to utilize her skills as a lawmaker to scrutinize the funding provided to the U.N. and to cut the budget provided if necessary. Stefanik said in her opening statement, quote, If confirmed, I will work to ensure that our mission in the United Nations serves the interests of the American people and represents President Trump's America First Peace Through Strength foreign policy. Some Republican senators raised the possibility of slashing funding to the UN during Stefanik's hearing, while Democrats on the committee voiced concern about adversary nations taking control of the body if the U.S. cedes influence. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Five elephants at a Colorado zoo may be majestic, to quote the court, but do not have a legal right to pursue their release since they're not human. That's the ruling from Colorado's highest court. More details at SRNnews.com.